May 16th, 2013, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Pedro Show, I'm at the Love Grotto here. I'm the flesh point with Brother Matt.
Yeah.
How are you, Brother Matt? We got Brother Twine here. Yeah. It's been a while since you visited.
Yeah, man. Just happened to be stopping by in the neighborhood.
Perfect. We started off with, and you've been all around SoCal, right?
Yeah, I've been local.
So
lately.
You're going to pit stop back home.
Yeah.
Get some good chow.
Yeah.
We start with John Coltrane doing Iris, and then Sawaka with Five Passage. Brother Matt, we got some guests here.
Yeah.
Made the hell ride all the way from Long Beach.
Yeah, two bridges.
Long Beach.
Two bridges. Welcome.
Two bridges.
Pedro.
Stereo.
Welcome to the White
House. Dennis from the Three Moral Agents. Respect. What was the gig? You played Heroes with three...
Was that his second man?
It was the Oregon guys, right?
Yeah.
Oregon bass.
That was bad.
Yeah, both those guys are longshoremen, Pizzo, Gerzo. I just recorded with them.
Cool.
Here at Pedro. Nice. Yeah, that's. I was trying to remember which band it was that played with you guys. You guys were bad.
Thanks.
That was a couple years now.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah, it was 3-4 years
ago.
We'll
have to do that again.
Yeah. There are gigs at Harold's again.
Yeah.
And I hear maybe Godmother's.
Yeah.
Oh, we stopped there for directions. We got lost.
Yeah.
These guys are going to know where to go for sure. It will not get us lost.
That was like 7th and Mason. Well, you know, there's two drags in Pedro. There's Gaffey and Pacific, and they parallel each other. So if you're on the wrong one, go to the other one.
Yeah, they both end around the same zone.
It's weird. Our main drags are two blocks apart that parallel each other.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm. I don't know why they did that, but that's the way they did it. I think Pedro used to not even be as far as Gaffey. I think Gaffey used to be the border.
You
look at some of these old pictures. They only built by the waterfront, and there was a lot of swamp.
They just kept creeping up the hill.
Yeah, they went and did landfill and pumped stuff out.
That makes sense.
Anyway, okay, that was 3 or 4 years ago we did the Harold's. Harold's was a pad here in Pedro, people on the radio. Did the band just happen at that time?
They kind of evolved. Like, if I made a solo record, what I thought was going to be a solo record under the name Three Moral Agents,
yeah,
in 2004, called Everybody's Favorite Weapon.
Yeah,
I made it in my apartment, the one we were talking about, in the Cooper Arms.
Cooper Arms.
And then, and kind of
trippy effort. Shit at nighttime if you woke up.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff going by.
80-foot tires.
Yeah, 80-foot tires going by at night. A lot of it was done at night with 80-foot tires going by, and. So in an effort to kind of play it live, I called with a bunch of my friends. Mindy, our singer, I've known forever. She sang on our record. So she's the first person I called. And then Dennis, I've known for a long time. You know, probably my entire musical, better part of my entire musical career. And always respected what he's done. And, you know, as a DJ, as a guitar player, singer. So an old friend of mine, I called him second. And that was kind of about year three, probably about 2000.
Because you needed a band to do the album live.
Yeah. And then kind of...
Well, you did all the album yourself.
Yeah, I did all myself, all drum machines and keyboards. And then I found these two cats in Virginia, Ryan and Jesse, who were friends of... were another band that was on our label, Coaxial, friends of ours, Beegs Alchemy, all from... what city in Virginia?
Manassas.
Yeah, in that area. So they moved out to Long Beach and I've known them for about...
That's right near D.C.
Yeah, they're very D.C. roots and bring that in.
Is that Chicano Batman?
Yeah, yeah, we played with them last night.
I played some of them on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to see them tomorrow at Joshua
Tree.
Oh, man, yeah. So I'll give our regards.
Are they still a trio?
No, they have...
Four-piece.
They had another cat.
Yeah.
When I played with them, they were true. We played them on the show. Did they have, like, some soul-like grooves?
Yeah, man. The Mile Park Keys on the organ, with the wall on the organ.
Oh, that's who they added. They added an organ.
Guy. No, they added a second guitar player. The keyboard player plays organ. I'm pretty sure they added a second guitar player.
And he does the bass?
He's playing bass, I think.
No, the singer plays keyboards, and he plays keyboards and guitar.
Oh, and guitar, okay.
And then the guitar player bassist.
Yeah, I'm stoked to see him. Yeah. I think they open up about 3 o'clock or so tomorrow, Joshua Tree Music Festival.
Yeah, go see him.
So these people, some cats from Long Beach, some cats from Virginia, come over to make the Free Moral Agents.
Yeah, and then essentially we scrapped that old record and started writing new material. And
we got a tune here called Iolite.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's off a record that's going to be coming up.
That's
not even off her EP that's coming out, but that's new and
way down the road.
Yeah, hopefully not too far.
So people are getting a big head look here.
Yeah, so it's kind of we've been kind of heading a little bit Jamaican influence direction, and and a little more, like our last record was more of a band record, you know, all cut in the room.
Yeah.
The compound, you know, real organic.
Compound, Sandy yeah. Hill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I worked out of there a lot. Great studio.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Anthony Arvizo. And
sure.
This one we went to, we went for a more direct, less organic approach and just right to the speakers, a lot of direct. And that's kind of the result of this and a lot of kind of influence of kind of Jamaican stuff and a lot of what Jesse and Ryan are bringing, like Ryan brings a great kind of like drum aggression energy yeah. to kind of not keep it too smooth. And I really, that track in particular, I'm really, really happy
well,
with.
Let's listen.
Cool, man.
Give, 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 give. Can go right out and fuck himself. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Started off there with Iolite, Free Moral Agents. Brand new, so very brand new, it's not even going to be on the next release. It's the one after. So we're really bending the
world. We're like a plan ahead of time, you know. I don't know what's going to happen next year. I got to get it all in when I get it, you know, recording. You know?
And then we heard something brand new, Dirty Beaches, called Ellie. And then Spielgusher with Tropical Nipples. That's Mr. Richard Meltzer. Along with me, Shuni Mizuko. He's really now into this nylon string Spanish acoustic guitar music.
Mr. Shuni?
Yeah. He's touring. Wow. He's got a new album out. Touring over there. Then we heard Petra. She's got a new album. It's theme songs for movies, all a cappella. And this one here was A Fistful of Dollars.
Oh, really?
Everybody knows that one. And then we heard somebody on tour right now, a friend of mine, Black Moth Super Rainbow with We Burn. I can imagine him burning because somebody busted into the boat and stole his vocoder. He likes to sing to a vocoder. You ever do this?
I haven't done it personally, but I use it.
He loves it.
I love it too.
He sings it on every tune.
Yeah.
And somebody put, and it's not a pewter with a plug in, one of the dealios.
Have you seen the new pedals they make? The new vocoder pedals?
There's a pedal. Wow.
It's amazing. It's really good. You can do crazy stuff with it.
Well, maybe he was using some old school thing where it actually went into the mode.
No, those are cool too. I love those too. But, okay. Yeah, but maybe, you know.
Well, he has to scramble. He said it was hard to find a replacement. He's in the middle of the store, so hopefully. I know people tried to help me. It was in St. Louis, so he's in the Midwest. He's going to be here on the 25th. So if you're at Echo on the 25th of this month, Lotto will be there in the pit kicking up shit. Give me a wide berth. And then finally, Freesia, Every Shiny Night. I think they're from San Francisco. Great band. Let's get back to the story before the Free Moral Agents. Ike, when you got into music, what do you remember your first music memory?
Playing the tuba.
You were a tuba musician?
Yeah. Played the tuba from like 7th grade to 12th grade.
Bass clef.
That and bass
clef. Was it tuba or was it sousaphone?
No, no, I didn't march. I refused to march. Told them if they made me march, I was going to go to the other school I was supposed to go to instead of the school I got recruited to go to.
All right.
I just did symphonic band. I did jazz band, orchestra. I went through kind of a, you know,
How'd you get to the tuba, though?
I went into the music, you know, room first day, and, you know, back when they funded public schools with music.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, like, so I did that, and I wanted to play probably saxophone or trumpet, and I picked up the tuba, and I could play it right away. And I just played the Saints Go Marching In, like, the first thing I played pretty much, like, you know, right away. And I just started playing that, and it was just, like, you know, really enjoyed it and just kept with it, and pretty much after that, everything, sports and everything, just kind of faded away.
Yeah, what about the keyboard and stuff?
That I came to later, after when I was about 14, I had a neighbor who had like a really, you know, they were probably about 24, 25, you know, 22, 23 probably, and they had like just a garage band.
Yeah.
And they play like Tom Petty, Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, The Beatles, all that kind of stuff. And I had a keyboard, and I had a, the dude whose house it was a friend of my mom's, so I would go over there and jam with them. So I went straight from the tuba to the synthesizer. I never took piano. And from there, you know, my dad was like, okay, I'm going to buy you one instrument. You get one instrument, a keyboard or a tuba. So after that, you know, the keyboard seemed a lot more appealing. And, so I started playing when I was like 15 and rock. Classic rock, which was great training. And then from there I went, you know, kind of things went on. I started playing ska. That's how I met Dennis. Like the first punk gig I went to was, I saw Dennis's band. He used to be in a band called Suburban Rhythm.
Wow.
And he was a lead singer. So that was over at the St. Cloud Center in Seal Beach. That was like the first gig I went to. And then playing trombone as well. I could go in playing trombone. And then
you did bone?
Yeah.
That's bass clef.
Yeah, so like, so they always needed horns, and from their keyboard. And so that was around the time, like, Real Big Fish and all those bands, Aquabats.
Yeah.
So I started doing studio work with them. And from there, we had a band called Pocket Lint with a bunch of cats. And that's where I ran into Miguel and ended up in Dub All Stars, and just kind of, you know, worked and ended up going on and off with different bands and until I kind of hit Mars Volta and De Facto, and then Mars Volta, and just kind of tumbled into this weird career, you know. Strange, like, you know, I very purposeful but accidental career, you know.
Wow. So, the tumbleoni.
Yeah, exactly.
Tumbleweeny.
The controlled fall.
What about this too? But you know what? Things happen.
Yeah.
Right? But you got to have some...
Yeah,
you definitely. Know, that work you did with the tuba, set yourself up.
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot of just, you know, the basics you learn in being in a jazz band, or, you know, how to arrange and chord structure and how to use inversions and...
Sure.
Voicings, or like, that stuff translates to almost anything, everything I do. You know?
What about this tune, Walk Away? We're going to hear that next.
Yeah, that's on our record that's going to come up as well. It's going to be coming out, which is...
This is the one that's coming next, though.
No, this is another future one. Yeah, this is another future one. So hopefully this will help accelerate it. You know, we're predicting the future right now, hopefully. But
what about this tune?
Yeah, this is another one we cut off our new record that's coming out, hopefully in the fall. We're trying to find a label for, and like, basically it was kind of half a real band we cut all at once, and you know. And then we wanted to go to kind of a dance feel and kind of incorporating like what we do, or as a live band, as far as, what do you think, Dennis? Dennis always has a good perspective on things.
Oh, with Walk Away, yeah. Well, there's a middle section that he wanted more of a dance feel, so we kind of had like an 808 kick to the middle of it.
Just boom? Kind
of, yeah, just a little bit of boom to it. Yeah.
Supplement the mix.
Supplement the mix.
Yeah, we did a lot of supplementing. It has our
friend Ariana. Yeah, we did a lot of supplementing the mix on the whole record. So.
Let's listen.
Cover your face. higher and more irrelevant is any dear lord, sky spawn, torn in two among the verge of each new dawn. There, unveiled by fear, by those diddling among the moats, daring not a sweat in front of such massive dolts, the chin, lips, and nose go up, up, up as they all snivel and moan about, whoa, we're so fat, or we have inadequate homes. No one to care for our too many pockets. And drat if some dinner turns out to be livestock. Those old talking vegetables may nourish us yet, though they never enliven nor cake us up wet. So we plant them far and deep and wide, yet sow them not into unsanitary soil, for survival lies in the greening mind. Not in nasty-ass roots rotting in their own boil, we will forge instead the seeking brain fingers, with which we shall fondle alike the many and the single. Like enriched plasmas where through tireless time hurdles, the future of every moment will set them free of their burden. Unnoticed, they'll plant themselves like liquid rocks. Mind breathing in turn, then blossoming into flocks. We let them dissolve, unnerve and desensitize as such, for there's no comfort colder than that old dreamtime mulch. A mineral wisdom more rigid than algorithmic crystals, blurred by their panic, bionic plants now rocked front to back, seemingly accomplishing masterpieces, for none are lack. Apathy and entropy can crumble the will like stale bread, but flushed with frenzy, determined to grow and spread, moot is their carefree tidal surge toward decay. Less sophistication can only grease and speed the way, unless cranial muscles crave and are pleasured by thought. These unbridled wishes, but indeterminate jots, unpenned, freed inhibitions now careen maddeningly on hot winds to unerringly flee, ever chasing idealized novelties. They climb skyward to taste the edges of impossibility. The never was winks into view as the virtually intangible. Held aloft in vacillating shimmers of someone's hand is full. Newly reckoned lifelines recede into every hand's horizon. Clouding curls up to cry from bruised sky sounds. There the folds of fragile skin run canyon deep. Across darkening palms, sad redness now weeps, until the binding skin snaps, a new reality engulfed. As time slips sideways once more with an audible pulse, dodging uncanny reasons, flashing hot moments of worryless guilt, the imperfect clarity given to one whose future is spilled. On some rusty shards of tomorrow's broken yesterdays, we may slip a buck or three back along those slurping chains, only left to break off our crusty nerve with clinical ease. So share your toys kindly. Give to friends your keys. Forget not this sighing rock is gently moist with dew. And her muse spins sweetly aboard this merry cruise, sparing not electricity for untimely buzz, but lean face first into never wishing for what never was.
Yeah. the icon on the wall. He didn't interest me at all. It looked like a good one. They'd added the food on. Pretty soon the place was filling up. No one is holding them now. You are the sacred cow. You have, without a doubt, the face that launched a thousand ships. I saw some faces had turned up. Got to the meat and filled my cup. Amongst the faithful there was Paul. He shook my hand out in the hall. I carried on drinking without really thinking. I saw the writing on the wall. No one is older than now. You are the sacred cow. You have, without a doubt, the face that launched a thousand ships.
Swat from Pedro show. You just heard Direct Action Now from Unit F, Pharaoh C. Hugh Cornwell with The Face. Do you remember him? He used to be the singer of The Stranglers. Okay. There's still The Stranglers, but he ain't been in the band for like 15 years.
Have you heard that mariachi version of Golden Brown?
I know Golden Brown.
There's a I just saw on YouTube. There's a mariachi version, and it's Hugh Cornwell singing it. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
You have to check it out. It's great.
I always thought that song was about heroin.
It was about heroin.
Yeah. Anyway, Hugh, you know, I saw the first gig at the Whiskey with Stranglers.
Oh, no.
And some kid got on the stage, was jumping around, and the bass player knows karate. He was with like combat boots, like sidekicked, by the head.
Yeah,
it was like he took the quick way down. Okay, ahead of that was Flim Flam by Home and Garden. That's the bass and drum Perugu. Tony Mamone and Scott Krause, good cats, Cleveland. Ahead of that, a poem from Chris Schroger called Untitled Okay. Chris out of Austin, Texas, Ostentatious. Bass man too. And then started off with Walk Away, Free Moral Agents. This is the one with the middle part with the boom supplement in the mix. That's how you get music. What's your first early memory?
My earliest memory of music is just one of my earliest memories of music is seeing Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park on television. That was like the first piece of music that I remember experiencing. And I'm like, wow, what is that? And so then my mom and dad went out and got me Kiss Alive and Kiss Alive 2 on 8-track. And they also got me Beach Boys Endless Summer. And then I think it was my mom's choice to get me Barry
Manilow. Your mom?
Yeah, she got me Barry Manilow Alive as well. And then she got me. So.
You know what? I ran the parking lot here at Catalina Terminal. Barry Manilow lives on, used to anyway, lived at Avalon. So I'd see him all the time. Pink sweaters. Man.
Nice.
Also, the guy, who's that guy, Murph? There was a guy in the Union 76 commercials.
Hey, darn, I guess you'll fill up, put them gas.
You know him, Murph?
Murph?
Yeah.
But I remember him and Barry Manilow was my, guys I could visualize that was famous.
Yeah.
So you hear this music, you want to play it?
Well, the idea of playing music came later when I went to my first show. I saw this ska band called The Donkey Show at this place called Grand Central Station, which is now Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles over
there. Yeah, in Long Beach.
Yeah. And that was the first time I saw, that was like the first show I went to, just blew my mind. And then the second show I saw, this was 1987, was No Doubt at Fender's. And when I saw them, I saw that and I looked at them and I'm like, that's what I want to do. So a few years later, about a few months after I graduated high school, I started my first band.
So you didn't play until after high school, right?
Well, I sang in Glee Club or whatever, and I was a vocalist in my first band. And oddly enough, my first band played with Firehose one time.
Wow,
where? At Quality Ballroom in Anaheim.
Quality Ballroom.
And okay.
I thought the funniest monster there.
Yeah.
It was hard to play in Orange County, so you played everywhere you could.
Yeah.
I don't think that band stayed open very long.
Yeah. And
wow, what was the name of that band?
Suburban Rhythm.
Suburban Rhythm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you were the singer, man.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then the next band
was that, like early 90s?
Yeah, 90 to 91
or something.
Yeah, 90 to 94 we were around. And then after that, I just decided to play guitar for my next band. And I just picked up a guitar and taught myself because I wanted to write songs.
Yeah.
And it was a power pop band called Action League, and I did that for a few years, and then... After that band was done, I just decided to go full on into DJing, and I started a club called The Goodfoot, which I spun all like soul and funk music.
Yeah.
Which I brought you a mix, actually.
Goodfoot.
That's one of the mix CDs.
Clyde Stubblefield.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge. You know what? We played in Madison at this
frequency.
Place called The Frequency.
Where he does Mondays or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We played the night before, and we saw that flyer, and I wanted to.
That cat is bad.
Yeah, next time we'll play with him for sure.
That's right there. It's one of the mixes.
Okay.
And so I did that for a while, and then,
But what pad?
Peggy called me up. What's that?
What pad were you doing this at?
K-Sara.
K-Sara.
Yeah.
You know, 13 years.
You know, right by there. 7th World of Strings?
Closed down.
Yeah, just closed down.
Just crazy. 50 years.
Wow. There's no music shops on the east side of Long Beach at all, pretty much. There's not a place to get a guitar. Gilmore, that's right.
Yeah.
But there's no place, you know, there's
Gilmore's kind of square, though.
Yeah, right? You know, if you want to get a trombone, but there's no music shops, like, you know, a place to buy a guitar string for a decent price, you know, anywhere. And, you
but
know.
I heard some dudes might be opening a place.
Good,
that's
man.
What I heard.
Yeah. All the kids, you know.
Maybe some guys that actually worked at World of Strings or know somebody. I heard they're going to open up a shop.
Yeah.
They were great.
Greg, that's the cat I knew. They were all good people. And that thing with the stand-ups, you know, they had like 40, 50 stand-up bases in there.
Yeah. That's what they were famous for, was repair on those things. Mm-hmm. It's also the music shop that Sublime talks about bringing into, I think. Well, you can neither confirm nor deny that.
Your you know, songwriting.
That's just what I heard in the streets.
That's your limitations.
On the QT. I remember playing with them guys when they were young, just starting off. Maybe something on Pine called System M or.
Oh, yeah, with the hot stage.
Yeah, you played on top of the refrigerator.
I saw Bazooka there.
Wow.
Yeah, man. That place was amazing. Yeah.
Tony Atherton.
I still see him.
I think Dose played with Sublime there. Yeah, played way up on the top. I
saw Dose at Portfolio.
Portfolio?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Look, we're at the end of the first hour, May 16, 2013, Dishwap Beatles Show. Guest Ike, Dennis, Duan, Brother Matt, Old Time for Hour 2. May 16, 2013. It's the second hour of Watch from Pedro Show.
give a shit. Life is happiness if you can spare it and not give a shit.
Of a break when there I'm
Started the second hour off with Free Moral Agents and our dear drummer. Nike was just saying, first record, they thought the mixer man was a little uptight, a little constrained, so they wanted to let things fly, go freaky, right? Six minutes?
Yeah, this the last record, you know, it was kind of a different vibe, and the drums were more in the back, and this time I wanted to have a song where we have a great drummer, Ryan Reef, who extremely creative and always has great ideas. I wanted him to not have to worry about putting those in a song.
Yeah.
So we, you know, the band created a soundscape for him and just let him go crazy. And we're still kind of tweaking with the mix, but we're pretty happy overall with it. And it's, you know, just basically kind of an ode to our drummer to, you know, basically just give him 6 minutes to do his thing on the record, you know.
Again, this is not from the next record, but the record that's coming after that one.
These things happen. I'm sorry. This is my fault.
That's all right, but you know what? Nobody else gets to hear this before anyone, so it's quite an honor for me.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for playing it. Absolutely. We've been working very hard on it. We haven't let a lot of people hear it yet, so.
They're hearing it now.
Yeah, this is not a bad thing.
Okay, then we heard Jandik. You know about a cat named Jandik? Mm-hmm.
Dennis Lord Denny?
Yeah. He's from out of Houston. He's done like 70 albums since the 70s. And, like, it's a mystery, right? Mm-hmm. I got to jam with him once.
Yeah, he played recently, didn't he?
Yeah, he started doing gigs, and I got asked to do bass for him in Irvine. Now I got asked again to play with him in Houston in 2 weeks.
Nice.
He's actually, they call him the representative from Corwood Industries. And he was all black hat. And
yeah.
Interesting cat. Trippy guest. Yes, and that's a tune there called Can I See Your Clock? And, the tunes are trippy, man. You could tie them all together to make a huge-ass story. But he never does spiels, no promo. It's all mystery. He just puts these things out. Interesting cat. And the drummer man's from, I think he's from Dallas. And he's in this next song, his name, Stefan Gonzalez. And here's his band Acolyte, and we heard Generation of Fuck Faces. And he does like a, what do you call this? Who just passed away? Slayer Man.
Oh, Jeff Hanneman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sad. But this thing Lombardo does, right? You know?
Yeah.
I think that's what the Stefan guy does. The other guy I played with the last time I did this with was a young guy in a band called Health.
Oh yeah.
I think they really have songs, right? They just
big freak out.
This guy was scared. And I said, you know, what are we going to do? Because the guy, the representative really wasn't. Finally he said something to the, now this is younger man, Health is younger guy. Yeah. He said, you know Ginger Baker? And the young guy, and I said, Cream, you know Cream? Oh yeah, I heard of Cream. I think my dad know somebody who listened to Cream or something. and so I thought, whoa, Ginger, maybe he wants me to do a Jack Bruce thing. So I asked him, I said, maybe I should do Jack Bruce? He said, yeah, maybe. That was it. You know, we went out there for 100 minutes. Hank Rollins was in the front row, you know. I guess there's a cult around this guy. You know all about it. But it was a good gig.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going to happen. I told the young guy, just don't choke on the beat. He said he saw Banyan once. He said, see how Perkins just gets the... Just do that.
Yeah, Banyan's dope.
Oh, yeah. So after that was Sigoti with When the Curtains Move, Vagabonds, something live from Thalam's Confluence. Thalam McDonough, who's also in Sigoti. God, you know where I saw him play? Que Sera.
Nice.
This guy's from Italy, except Thalam. I think he's from NorCal. But he's out there playing. He wants to do something called Thalam Electric. He says, I'm 46 years old now, and I want to try to make music that sells. Yeah, but why would anybody ask me some advice? I'm 55.
Plus, all kind of music sells.
Yeah.
A lot of kind of music would sell. Yeah. You got to be more specific than that. You know?
Who's this DJ downtown? I think his pop is the... It's with the knives. Vinny Hanna.
Oh. Oh, Steve Aoki.
Steve Aoki, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy sells, right?
Yeah. No, I've known him for a minute.
Right?
Well. He works very hard, though.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Started off, like, doing college parties or stuff, right?
Yeah, he put out a lot of, like, great indie records, too. A lot of great dance rock.
See,
early
people
records.
See him, and they probably think he just flicked this switch.
Nah, I've been knowing that dude for a minute. He was in a hardcore band out of Santa Barbara for a while, too.
That's where he's at.
He's at Newport Beach, but he was cool in Santa Barbara.
Huh? Wasn't he Santa Cruz?
He went to Santa Barbara. He went to UC Santa Barbara. He was there the year that dude crashed his car into the wall. We talked about it.
Yeah, yeah.
When I first met him, we were talking about that. But yeah, he's a hustler. People look at him now.
There's an alley in Santa Barbara where everybody stuck their gum. You know that guy?
In Isla Vista?
Yeah.
I only know Isla Vista. I don't know that.
That's the college part.
It's been years,
man. I think this is downtown Barbara.
No, I don't even know
that
part.
There's this alley that has 10 million pieces of gum. It's kind of gross, man.
Isla Vista was bad enough. I go in and out of there. It's like every time I wake up at night.
Is Goleta the school?
Goleta, yeah.
One of them's the school, Jess. But they're all three together.
Yeah, the right one.
Okay, and then Deer Hunter's got a new album. No. Bob Pollard. Another new. You know this guy?
Mm-mm.
He's got a band called Guided by Voices.
Okay.
He puts out an album every month. He's got a new one. It's called Red Rubber Army. He's out of date. He was a school teacher and just got into fucking making buttloads of records. Hmm. You wouldn't believe it, how prolific he is. And then there's a new album from Deer Hunter. I got to jam with this guy. He's beautiful. His name is Bradford. And it comes to the... It was the No... You know the No Age guys? Randy and Dean? They got me to do... It was a birthday party or something. Here, why? Come, we're going to do Cortez the Killer or something. In Fun House for half an hour. Uh-huh. And then the dude Bradford comes in to do prac. He's got a little Fender, like a twin. He perches up on this thing. Like this was the top of it. Like his feet. He's playing the guitar to the whole prac.
Wow.
He's perched.
Wow.
You know what? I mean, he's a skinny man. He's from Atlanta. But it was like 2 hours perched on this amp with his little feet, little bird thing.
That's a lot of coconut.
It's great, I know. It's an amazing cap. And then we heard the Paranoid Critical Revolution with Rational Incompetence. Yeah, Reg. I think she's doing something new. She's the music director of Glenn Branca's bands. You ever heard that music?
Yeah.
Sonic Youth. In fact, they played with Glenn in the late 70s, early 80s. I got to play that Symphony 13.
Oh,
this
nice.
Is 64 guitars, 20 bass.
Was that the one I said about Disney or whatever?
Yeah. That's right, with the exploding French fry organ thing.
Yeah.
That's what it's like French fries. I think it's Frank Gehry. You know, he did our aquarium.
Yeah, what are you, Frank Gehry?
No, that aquarium was a Frank Gehry.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Old days. Early days of Frank Gehry. And then Forbidden Colors by Shin Matsuura. National Incompetence by the Paranoid Critical Revolution. So like a true Watt from Pedro show, Clam, I fucked that out of order. But you're talking about, Ike, about celebrating the drummer.
Yeah.
There's too much of this weird... stuck up stigma about drummers being lame and stupid.
Bass too. I've produced a lot of bands and like a lot of people, like younger bands. It's kind of coming out of it recently, but they just, you know, and me and Juan already from Mars Volta, we have this, you know,
Juan's bad, baby.
Yeah, he's a badass.
I've been playing a lot on the show, this thing called Big Sur.
Yeah, he's just like, there's been this thing. I think even if you hear a lot of indie rock records until the past, you know, the bass and drums just weren't prominent. Like, I did this record with Crystal Antlers, their first EP. Make a long story short, it didn't end up how we liked it because the bass and drums sucked. You know, the reels got lost, all kind of problems. It seemed like it was cursed. The bass
the
and
reels
drums,
got lost.
Yeah, dude. It was
talking to the tapes.
A lot of the tapes. Yeah, the tapes. You know, the reels. Listen, you know, we did it at the San Francisco. You know, look, long story short, we couldn't rescue the bass and drums. We thought it would be crap. The thing blew up. And no one cared. I was like, you can't hear the bass. And everyone in the band was like, everyone looked out, it was great. Went to Pitchfork,
you know,
right away. No bass and drum.
You know what's a little bass drum record that got big? Raw Power. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we mixed the drums and things like.
Yeah.
Scotty-san told me when they gave him the chest present.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio
yeah.
People, like you that. Can't see, but I just did the frisbee throw. So from the front door, he just flew it.
A lot of it. People today, too, it's like, you know, people listen to earbuds, so they're people, you know, a lot of producers are mixing for that. When you hear the vocal, it's like the person's inside your head.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of mystery or, like, there's not a lot of masking in mixes or any kind of trickery.
Yeah.
You know, you listen to any kind of music. No, not everybody, but if you listen to almost anything that comes out, whether it's
contemporary,
the vocal is like, it's like the person standing in the living room. You know, you can hear every, because nowadays we have the technology to pinpoint and compress beyond, and it's like the person's right there.
But they ain't got any Jameson on the bass.
But to do that, everything else gets amplified. Yeah, everything. You don't hear a lot of keyboards or a lot of other things. You hear a bass drum and one other element and a lot of music, no matter what it is. It's like, because of, I think, to me, you know, in my head, it's like, you know, a lot of people, they don't have big speakers anymore. We don't, you know, it's changing, I think, slowly now with the, you know, resurrection of vinyl and music kind of becoming more of a boutique thing. You're getting people who are appreciating and spending money again on nicer systems, whether it be iPod or whatever, their dock or a record player, they're spending more money on that. But, you know, I think that's kind of a product of that, where people are mixing, you know, who are concerned about reaching a market when they're, you know, doing things, or just by the way things are, whatever it is, whatever it happened, like, you know, the vocal and the become here, and the bass and drums have kind of sucked back. And I think
there's another thing I heard about vocal nowadays, or I'm noticing. Auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that thing.
I love it.
Well, for certain purposes, but they're using the hell out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything else. Like, I use it a lot, but you can't hear it if you have a great singer.
Yeah.
Like auto-tune makes it easier. I'm thinking
auto-tune is like kind of like
as an effect,
like the Cher thing. Like the lady can sing. Yeah. She didn't need help.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a trip, right?
Yeah. But there's been a little re-slap back against that, and you know, like, I think people, then you have, like, you know, Alabama Shakes, you know, now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who won a Grammy, who's like, that's those vocals, and that's a band, and you can hear everything, you know.
Yeah, there's no auto-tune on that.
Who knows? I didn't, you know, but, like, even if it doesn't matter if there is or isn't, you just don't know. And that's, mm-hmm. like, how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how you're supposed to, it's like, and now you have people that, you know, it's not all, you know, gloom and doom. I always, like, for every bad example, there's always things that, we have to always try to, like, you know, remember that as, like, you see things now that you would have never seen,
mm-hmm.
you know, 20 or 30 years ago.
You got more guitar, bass guitar. Well, you guitar guy can be in there, too.
Yeah.
Drums, maybe then, you know, maybe the auto-tune's not so obvious.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, it's all about what you're putting into it. It's never a plug-in or a program.
Man, I, you know, like this band 21, I like them. They can sing, but the producers just, I think they think there's a sound now. People want to hear that.
Yeah,
well, I think these TV shows like American Idol and stuff are kind of helping to ruin things a bit. I mean, you know, they're just, everything's like kind of cookie cutter.
Yeah.
All these people can sing; they got great voices, but they're all the same. You know, the holding the vowel kind of.
Yeah.
You know, I can't mimic it, but you know,
I don't know. To me, it's just, you know, I just don't watch that.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, it's not in my world.
Yeah, but there's millions of people that do,
and that's fine. You know, I mean, that's cool. I can only be concerned with. Like, I've gotten offers of new tracks for Beyonce and all these weird, you know, every time a pop artist puts out a record, they call everybody and their mother for tracks, you know? Like, I can never do it. I realize that's not my deal, and, like, I'm not putting it down. It's like some people who do it, they're really good at it for a reason. It's hard to do. It's not easy to do that music.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they get paid so much more money than us.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's really hard. It's like, for me, I just concern myself with the things I can do and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really don't know.
Can I check out something you can do?
Sure.
Jamming with Brother Bat, the spin side.
Yeah, let's
just continue.
We'll be right back.
quick fade.
too many things to flip.
That was righteous. Dennis, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
I know we kind of sandbagged you there.
No, it's all right. Just took a second to get in.
It was a little, all right, but then you got in good.
Yeah.
It was bad. It's 12 years now this month. We've been doing the show,
yeah.
Me and Brother Matt. That was one of our wildest
experimental.
First of all, I don't think anybody's tried to run a drum machine.
No, that was the first time we had two extra lines coming in.
Yeah, that too.
I thought you meant drums, like drum. I thought you meant machine. Okay, cool.
It's been the second hour of the May 16, 2013 edition. Wow, Pedro Show, hold tight for hour three. May 16, 2013, third hour of the Watch from Pedro Show.
By the way.
Gonna sell everything.
everything you got. Gonna sell your watch, your ring. Gonna sell everything. Everything you got. Gonna have me a yard sale. Gonna sell everything you got. Gonna have me a yard sale. Gonna sell a truck, TV, radio, everything. Everything you got. So when you come back, you won't have nothing left. Come back to. Gonna have me a yard sale. Gonna sell everything, everything you got. So when you come back, you won't have nothing, nothing but me. Gonna have me a yard sale.
dream to some, a walking nightmare to most.
Enough to quiet the world. something off in your world. There is no man ridiculous enough to quiet the world. But if you're going to hear something off in your world, you are bang saying there's something off in your world. Something off in your world. There is no man ridiculous enough to quiet the world. There is no even enough to sing on a sound of broadcast. There is no man ridiculous enough to quiet the world. If you're going to hear something off in your world, hang saying there's something off in your world. Must be freed. The vision of Tomahawk must be freed. The gang must be freed. The Mothman must be freed. Leo Yohana must be freed. The vision of Tomahawk must be freed. The gang must be freed. We'll be right back.
so they put legal stuff.
Legal stuff. Yeah. Well, for Pedro's show, we started the third hour off with something so new, it's not going to be even on the next Free Moral Agents album. It's going to be on the one after. It's called By the Way. What's the story with By the Way, Ike Dennis?
Yeah, I was on tour a lot, and...
Oh, right. You guys created it.
Yeah.
Home while you were out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Jesse and our old keyboard player Reed and Ryan, our drummer, we just, it was something we started jamming on. We started jamming on that opening riff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I did one of us just made up the second part and we just arranged it and it's pretty much was almost fully formed by the time Ike came back.
Yeah, I came back and did the final arrangement on it.
Yeah.
Very, you know, a couple touches here and there and breakdowns and nothing.
Wow.
So.
Really nice. It's real collaboration for you.
Yeah, you know, people have this impression that, you know, because people know me, that's, oh, you must mastermind, and like...
And also the first record was...
Was me as well. It's like, you know, I produce the records along with the band, and like, you know, I kind of, you know, it's something I kind of oversee, or, you know, but we're not really, we're more of a collective where, you know, individual members bring in parts, like a lot of the songs you're hearing... We're brought in by parts. Like, I'll bring something in. Mindy will bring something. Ryan.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of does their own thing. Like, I was like Wu-Tang Clan because they had every member of the band, you know, the band was, like, strong and had, you know, strong careers and strong...
Right.
You know, strong, making strong art on their own. And so this is kind of like, I always wanted the same thing for this band. So it's like they're all making music on their own all the time. And so they have plenty of things to bring in. And so I don't really try to... And I do, you know, I do have a vision that we try to stick to and that we all kind of see when I try to shape, and I've had help shaping with everybody, but, like, I don't try to, you know...
You do mainly the keyboard.
Yeah, I only play keyboards.
But
yeah. You
were saying there was another man.
Oh, Reed.
Yeah, we used to have a second keyboard player.
Dooley?
Yeah, he's in South America harvesting grapes right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, he left to make...
Movas.
He left to make wine. Yeah, I miss you. He had played like a Vox Continental.
Yeah.
So he could drone and, you know, you could really hear, like on our record that's coming out in Neurotic Ill that's out right now and that will come out in vinyl soon. We have a live recording and he just has a nice drone that fills up and he did effects and had like a theremin pedal and... I like having another keyboard player there, you know, a lot. I think it just, you know, if we could ever have another person one day, if, you know, I'd love to have a four, you know, have nine people. If we could, it was practical, hopefully, one day, like, to fill up that space. But Reed was great at that. He was really good with texture. He was like a Dennis Hill sommelier and, like, very, you know, tasteful, you know.
Yeah,
everything
he
did was very tasteful, you know.
Yeah. Now he's doing Uvas.
Yeah.
All right. No, but that's a life.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting. Mm-hmm. Brother Matt's been down there. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about? I should tell the other songs we played. After, by the way, we heard a yard sale from Dollar Tree. That's upstate New York. In the Sunset, Pale Angels. I think that's a guy from Wales with some guys from New Jersey.
Couple.
You can do that
very
now.
Similar.
You know, you Then we heard Orbits with Peasant's Throne. Wow, that's trippy. Peasant's Throne.
King of Peasants. Peasants got a king.
Maybe he took over, maybe over to the Lord in that his throne now.
I've sat in that before.
I've told for Ralph on that big white telephone. I've driven that bus off the big white... what is that called? Steering wheel.
Porcelain steering wheel?
Porcelain steering wheel. I think the mountain fixture is porcelain. I think the wheel itself is kind of a coated wooden thing.
Plastic.
Yeah, plastic. And then Generation Undone Vox by Baleen. Something off from Ferdinish. And Twist of Cain by Revolver Flavor, which I think is from England because there's a U in Flavor.
Clue.
Don't do that.
No. Flavor.
Like color.
Color.
Okay, now, can you tell me about this remix here? This is Miguel.
Yeah.
The Perro Bravo remix of Dead Hearts.
Yeah, so Dead Hearts is on our new record on Neurotic Yell, Chain Infinity.
So it's on iTunes now. We'll have the vinyl any day now. And what we did was I took all the Pro Tools tracks that we had done, and I took them to Miguel, who was like a mentor of mine. I learned a lot from him and Marshall when I was in Dub All Stars. They did a lot of the kind of behind the scenes work of Sublime production and management, and you know Miguel's kind of everything.
Sure.
So he taught me a lot, and I learned a lot also from when I was working with Omar and our dub project De Facto. So what we're doing, what we basically did was we took the tracks, we put them back to his Tascam 38 on just the 8 tracks. So all the drums, all the bass, everything, we took that into the studio. And he brought down his rig of delays and, you know, tape echoes and reverbs and a million things.
Synthesizer. Yeah.
We redid the bass part and just did it all on synth.
Yeah.
And some bass synth.
So he dubbed it out. We're going to be releasing a video of it, kind of a short film of it soon.
Wow.
Of the whole thing. Like
a document.
Yeah. So, and we're going to also be next week releasing for free. Just because as a thank you for people who are buying our record or who are downloading it for free someplace.
Yeah. Is there a free Moral Agents website?
It's fmalive.org, I think. Or you already have our Tumblr, Free Moral Agents Tumblr. So I think it's just Free Moral Agents if you go to Tumblr.
Okay.
So that's another thing we're kind of working on right now.
Web presence?
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Let's get on the music tip and listen to see what Miguel did.
The wrong side of a lifeless mind.
Keep the simple. When you pray, when you pray, and you pray, it's so strange. When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down. When you're strange, and you come out of your lane. When you're strange, no one ring out with your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange, how I hear. When you're strange, and you come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one ring out with your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Thank you.
change your personal first saved voice message.
Dan, yeah, I left my orange chicken out all night. Is it still good to eat, you think?
This message will be saved for 21 days. Next message.
Hi, yes, Dan. You must have gotten married to a fat redhead on Facebook. Congratulations.
This message will be saved for 21 days. Next message.
Hello, Dan. Yeah, if you get this, just give me a call. I'm going to be flying tomorrow, so if you could pick me up, just give me a call. And if not, just give me a call and let me know. Thank you very much. Have a good Popeye's chicken day.
This message will be saved for 21 days. Next message.
I left a $20 bill in an unsealed envelope on the nightstand next to the bed. Didn't you see it?
This message will be saved for 21 days. End of messages.
What from Pedro? Last music for today's edition was Dead Hearts, the Pedro Bravo remix from Miguel, Free Model Agents. Then we heard Denny from Fruit, Keep It Simple from Solo Music. Oh, yeah, Talia's birthday today.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Talia.
Talia, happy birthday. Then a band called Ear Diorama Ear. Of course. And a tune called Shoten Guy. And then a band called Armed Slave doing a Minuteman cover. Vietnam. Yeah, this guy was so proud of it, they figured out a Minuteman song. I didn't know that our songs were that complicated. I remember that one, Vietnam. We were trying to do... No, that was West Germany. Well, I know when we were trying to do Meat Puppets. You ever do that? You come up with your own song by trying to be somebody else?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay. Part of the deal, huh? Yeah.
Do that for a lot of then things.
Chemtrails Are Real by Slender Lois. No, Loris. Slender Loris. Strange, the Sea Star Sound mix by Jasper Johns. Wasn't he a painter? Right, the flags. Terminal A with Satellite. And finally, Surfo by the Horny Pranks. I think they're from Virginia. Look, I want to thank you both for coming on the show, bitch.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thank you for having us.
Cool. Send me good the time. Stuff that's coming out next. I'll play it on
I'll
the
do
next show.
As I get home.
But everybody got a bunch of future Free Moral Agent stuff coming up. I want to thank you so much in doing the spin cycle with Brother Matt. But can I ask you, like a young people, they'd ask you about advice in music. You were kind of given some before when Twan asked you about Roger Daltrey's incredible perspective, but... What would advice of a young person who wanted to get into this racket? What would you tell them? What would you guys?
Well, don't do it if you want to become rich.
Exactly.
Do it because you love it. I had a kid ask me that one time. I was over at this record store called Bagatelle Records, and he was talking to the owner about that, and he deferred the question to me because he was talking about wanting to make money. I said, if you're in this business to make a lot of money, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Has to be about love, then, you know, instead to be a lawyer.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks again for coming on the show, Ike Dennis.
Thank you very much, Rob.
And best of luck with your projects coming up, and we'll come back on the show again.
Thank you.
And give you never throw it, Brother Matt, in the spin. It's been the May 16, 2000 edition of the Wild for Pedro show. Thanks much, Brother Matt, for your aid and abetting.
Yeah, man, thank
Brother
you.
Brother Twan for stopping by,
thanks
huh?
Thanks for having me, man.
The home crowd visit.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.